B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast, the daily podcast downloaded on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Stand by for the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show to begin their Rap Party Podcast.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
In 3, 2, 1.
Rap Party Podcast.
Hey.
Hi. Cough drop, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My throat was starting to hurt.
Yeah. How many cough drops do you do a day?
When here, because I'm talking a lot, quite a few. But at home, I typically shut down and quit talking at home.
Mm-hmm. Are you chewing it?
Yeah, it got to that weird part where it kind of started breaking.
Oh.
So.
Can we play a game called Guess the Flavor?
You'll never get this flavor, ever.
Really?
In a million years.
How do you know it?
Because I asked him for one earlier.
You sound worse, by the way. I think you got worse as the show went on today.
I feel terrible.
And you have 100 people coming to your house to escape the hurricane.
You know what? I think I'm just sick of my company already.
The good news, they'll be in different wings, so you won't have to worry about it. But back to you.
You're probably sick. I was running a fever yesterday.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I'm running a fever, but like I have so much sinus pressure, and I feel like I got hit by a Mack truck.
Mm. That's a good brand of truck. Now, Roy, flavor, cherry.
No.
Strawberry.
Yes.
Strawberry what?
Cream.
Nope.
Nope. It's not just strawberry.
Blue strawberry banana.
Nope.
Strawberry blueberry.
Nope.
Is it another berry?
No.
Strawberry champagne.
I think it's a leaf.
Technically.
A leaf. Strawberry mint?
Kind of.
It's not a bad guess, Manny.
Strawberry menthol.
Oh, menthol.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a cigarette. All right.
Yeah, I'm actually doing cigarettes.
Actually smoking to make
smoking my... cigarettes to help my throat.
When I do cough drops, first of all, I never remember like to bring cough drops. I load them up and leave them in my bag and they melt throughout the summer. And then like I open them and they're all stuck. It's all sticky and gooey.
Oh,
you know, but I definitely. Now, here's a question that I have for you guys. You brush your teeth. You put the cough drop in. Do you rebrush your teeth again?
No.
No sugar in these cough drops.
There's sugar in these cough drops.
Well, then you're going to sleep with sugar.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
It's probably not going to kill you for one or two nights.
Yeah, and I think that you have... Yeah, everyone goes to bed with sugar in their mouth.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Don't be so judgmental.
You know, there's not a lot of morning shows that could break down a cough drop like we can. I'll say that. But anyway, the Rap Party Podcast, hopefully
Here's
you...
Here's my thing about cough drops.
Hopefully you and by the way, Nicole always say, hey, what did we talk about on the Rap Party so that she could type it in, like the topics that we talk about. And we're going to tell her today, cough drops. She's going to go, what? You guys are idiots. Hopefully you guys feel better on Tuesday when we come back after a long 3-day weekend. But let's start with the MRL show's Friday show. Where we talked about our significant others, and we talked about what they're forced to do, because yesterday on the Rap Party Podcast, we talked about Lorenz's husband, Dallas, and the text message he sent about how you were trying to kill him.
Yeah, he was upset because I took him to a sunflower field with lots of bees in 95 degrees and made him take photos. Now, the last time we took photos, it was cold out. And he was in like a sweater and like he was like in love with it. Like, so I thought this time it would just go over, you know, just slide it in there. And there was a lot of rebuff this time.
A lot of pushback.
Yeah. And I just told him, I was like, dude, you just got to lean in. You just got to get on board.
You should have brought beers for him.
I normally do. But because everybody got ready at the last minute, except for me, I was the one that was like trying to get everybody out the door.
So you couldn't take care of everything.
Right.
Yeah, he should have packed a little cooler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I blame him. Blame yourself.
And then we asked you guys to tell us what it was that you forced your husband to do that ended up, you know, getting him to the point where he would never forgive you again. Somebody texted in and said that they took their husband to a drag show and all the drag queens were hitting on him.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
That is fun.
For me, mine probably, the one thing that Amanda made me do... Gosh, there's probably a bunch of them. The one thing that Amanda made me do that I really wasn't in love with doing, but I did it for her, was, I'm trying to think. There's so many, y'all.
So many.
What'd you do for her?
Yeah. Like, we did Botox together. Not that I'm against it, but like...
You wouldn't have done it on your own.
I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
You know, like, we do Botox, or Dysport is a type of Botox. Okay. We did like a Disport date. And I did
that.
Is that
how she sold it to you? Disport date? Or is that literally what they call it?
No.
No, but that's cute, and you should definitely trademark that.
Disport date?
Yeah.
Or did the people who own Disport should.
Well, my buddy works for the company that owns them, so I'll get in touch with them. Put your phone down, Roy. Don't try to steal it from me.
I'll write that thing down. That's a moneymaker I can sell later.
What about you? Like,
you know, the things that I do for Sterling that I don't want to do are like going places.
Being social.
Anywhere that involves other people.
Seeing sunlight.
You know, there's been plenty of times Sterling wants to go on a walk. I don't want to go on a walk. Like, that's... He loves...
With no place to go? Like, no, like, let's just go walk around the do a loop or something?
No, I mean, he has, like, a route that he likes to go, but he's like, let's walk the dog together. Like, that sounds awful.
But do you end up at a place? Like, will it be walk the dogs, get a beer, and an appetizer? Okay,
so you just walk
a loop.
You need a carrot.
Yeah, I do. And I'm like, and he's like, tries to spin it for, like, what's healthy? And I'm like, what is not? It's not that healthy. Nope. I mean, what calories am I burning walking?
Yeah, I'll put him right back on when I get back in the house.
Yeah, like, it's not, you know, my heart rate doesn't elevate when I walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just annoying to me. And then, like, Callie's all excited, and she can't handle the fact that there's two dads instead of one.
She hears the word walk and freaks out.
So it's, like, stuff like that, or, like, restaurants, or... going out with some of his friends. Not that I hate his friends or anything. I am not that social.
Yeah. You are.
When I want to be.
Yeah.
But then when I don't want to be.
Yeah. Everyone's that way.
Yeah.
We're actually going to talk about that next week. You two just cannot find friends. Although we might have found a friend for Loren last night. Yes. A couple friend.
Although I think I found one or two that I'm grooming.
I'm That's
grooming
the thing.
To be good friends.
You can't groom them.
They are who they are.
What do you mean? Well, I mean, I'm just making sure that we're a fit, is what I'm saying.
Okay, but you're not going to groom them to be like, I'm grooming these people I just met so they'll understand not to bug me and what I like and don't like.
Yeah.
No. But I'm finding a little group. But, you know, with Loren can't finding friends and I can't find friends, I mean, I think the stars are telling us that we should be friends.
Together?
Yeah. But also a big thing with me is like distance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I got to drive 40 minutes to see you. Great.
Yeah, but I know that you go to Carolina Place Mall a lot, and I would meet you at Carolina Place Mall. That's like two exits for
me. Pineville.
I do like Pineville.
Well, you could pick Pineville High School for your football team next week.
You know why I like Pineville so much?
Why?
They got the one store that I can buy clothes at. Oh. I can't buy clothes anywhere else except in Pineville. So that's why.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Always go to Pineville.
Give him a plug.
Oh, Destination XL. They buy all the other radio stations except ours. Destination XL.
Why?
Oh, really?
Why do they?
Oh, they buy satellite radio, I think.
Why wouldn't they buy you?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Do they know you, like, when you go in there?
Oh, yeah. Everyone in there knows me. Hey, Roy.
Did you pitch to the marketing director?
Yeah, I pitched it here at the radio station.
And yeah, no go, huh?
Nope.
So this podcast is brought to you by Destination XL, by the way.
Where I like to go in Pineville for big men clothes.
What about Sterling? What is something that you make Sterling do that he doesn't want to do? Listen to the show?
Yeah, he really could care less about our show. What do I make him do? Man, I am such a laid-back guy. I don't really...
You ever take him to the Overlook?
No, I don't force him into my weird aviation nerdery, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, the friend that I told you I'm grooming, but I'm not really grooming, he has a flight simulator in his house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that is awesome. Make sure you're friends with him. How do we get over there? Loren, that is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
He has the yoke, man.
Loren, that's awesome.
Yeah. Great.
I don't know what I make Sterling do. If anything, Sterling like has to clean up a lot.
Hey, producer Nicole, what do you make what's something that, like, I guess Loren would be the best, your long-term girlfriend, what's something that she made
Ex.
You do or you made her do?
I do make Sterling clean.
Before you broke up. That you were like, you'll never forgive her. You know what I mean? Like, Like Roy says, like Sterling makes him go on walks, and he hates that.
Is she thinking?
Yeah, I think so.
She just shrugged her shoulders.
Nothing? If you don't have anything, that's fine. I was just asking. Skiing, snowboarding,
going to corporate events. I don't know.
You're going to corporate events with your ex girlfriend? No, nothing. All right.
She is so cool, man. Even when she shrugs, it's cool.
She didn't even say anything.
She like shrugs in like the coolest way. Like, meh.
So she's in a different room, y'all. She's in a little studio. So next to us is K104.7. Next to her is a little studio that next to them at K104.7 is a little studio where Nicole works, and we have a camera so we can see her.
Yeah.
And a talkback button, but she will not push that talkback button, boy.
And she disputes this claim, but she's always out of that room.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she's always in it, but every time we need her, she's not there.
Yep. Now we're just looking at her, and she can see us, and we can see her, and she definitely thinks we're talking about her.
She's staring at us. I don't want to look.
Yeah, she is. We're all staring at each
other.
She
might be looking at the computer. We're trying to get out of here because it's Labor Day weekend. So the other thing that we talked about that I thought was really funny was Donna, who called in and said that she got into it with her son's teacher in the carpool line, y'all, at school. The pickup line.
You know what I forced Sterling to do to go back?
Okay, let's head back.
Hey, listen, it's not the radio. We can break all the rules of radios. I make him go to the swimming pool quite a bit. He hates swimming.
Oh, going up on your roof? To the rooftop pool?
He hates going up to the roof.
Really?
And
why?
I love going up there.
Why do you think he doesn't like going
up there? I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm like, we pay a premium for this. I want to use it.
Maybe he's afraid of heights.
Maybe.
You guys are on the second floor.
Yeah, but you don't fall off. It's not like you're going to dangle, but he hates going up there, and I do make him. So anyways, all right, you can go back to Donna. Whatever. Donna, she was upset.
Yeah, Donna was upset with her eighth grade teacher, and she had so many funny statements in that. Like,
she
one
really
of the things
did.
That came out was the fact, well, first of all, her son's teacher cut her off at a stop sign.
Yes, pulled out in front of her. Yeah, didn't stop. But she didn't know it was her son's teacher.
Until they both went to the school.
After she had already flicked her off.
And she goes, this teacher was so annoying, she confronted me in the carpool line at school. And she goes, she doesn't know how to just take the finger and roll with it. She said that. She also said that the principal came over and stood next to her car.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't care.
She's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? And we got a lot of text message from people saying that they either sided with Donna or they thought Donna had major anger issues. And I know Donna listens to the Rap Party podcast. So Donna, I thought your story was super interesting because like nobody knows who you're cutting off.
Yeah.
Right. Like what if you're going to a surgery and someone cuts you off and it turns out to, and you flip them off and it turns out to be the surgeon
you
that's operating on
better
you.
Better cancel that surgery.
Right. I mean, yeah. You never know. So that was a really interesting story. Donna actually sent us a text message and said, this is Donna. I loved how Roy's mom busted up in the classroom and waited for the teacher.
Yeah, if you didn't listen all the way to that part of the show, my second grade teacher made me cry in front of all my friends. And the teacher wasn't mean. She was trying to teach me. But I felt embarrassed, and so I cried. So when my mom found out, she went to the school, and instead of like waiting for the office for the teacher to get there and saying, hey, I'd like to address these concerns... No, we flew right by the office, walked into the classroom. Teacher's not there. It's dark. And we sat in the dark until the teacher showed up.
How long did you wait?
15 minutes?
Yeah.
A long time.
And then it was kind of like a savage move where the lights go on and
we're sitting there.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. I'd like to have a word with you.
Mrs. Brammer. That's who it was. Mrs. Brammer, we need to talk.
Mrs. Brammer, yes, we need to talk.
Yeah, and she was mad all day, and the teacher wouldn't look at me.
Oh, wow.
And the teacher was so angry all day.
And then the principal wanted to know.
And principal wanted to know why a parent can easily just gain access to the school. So now they develop locks.
Yeah, they put lockdown. They put the school on lockdown.
Every classroom got a lock after that.
You know, talking about your parents showing up to school, there was a really embarrassing story. For me, when I was a sophomore in high school, I went to a high school called St. Joe's. It was a Catholic private school, and my dad donated some money to have the tennis courts resurfaced.
Wow, that's nice.
And one of our classrooms looked right at the tennis court. Like, if you looked out the window, you saw the tennis court pretty close. And I'm in between classes, so I'm walking to the class, and I could see the kids, like, looking out the door, like, waiting for me to come down the hallway, and they're dying laughing.
Why?
And they're like, Manny, get down here. I could just see chaos in this class. And the teacher included, I forget what class, history or something. And I get down to the classroom, and half of the classroom is pinned to the window like this, like just looking out the window,
uh-huh.
and they're dying laughing. And I'm like, what the hell is so funny? I walk over. My dad is playing tennis on our courts during school hours with another friend of his. My dad's got his hairy-ass chest showing, his shirt's off, his beer belly's out.
Oh, my
And he's got,
gosh.
Like, a cigarette in his mouth, and he's playing tennis.
Because in his mind, I paid for this.
Right.
The principal told him he can use it anytime he wants, but I really think he meant, like...
After hours.
Yeah, like, yeah. maybe that's a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon...
Not why the kids are...
I was like, Dad, you cannot go up there and play. Like, it, yeah. there's, like, the teacher had to close the blinds. We were so distracted.
I bet your dad thought, like, hey, listen, I'll donate $1,000, and then this is, like, my access, my membership fee.
Yeah. You know, like, I think he just, he liked the tennis courts. They were newly surfaced. He was a pilot, so he was off during the day. You know what I mean? If he was off, so it was, like, 11:30 in the afternoon. He's probably like, hey, let's go up and play at the new courts at Joe's. We just had them done, you know. So,
that's funny.
Yeah, my dad, but the kids.
Yeah.
And the ribbing I took. Like, look at Manny's dad with his hairy chest. It looks like a Sasquatch out there. You always make fun of the way I say Sasquatch.
I do.
Yeah.
Real quick, one more text message about Donna. And if again, if you're listening to the rap party, we so recommend you listen to the show first, our podcast, or live in the morning on 95.1, and then listen to the podcast. She said, I heard your teacher talk. Go, Donna. My kids have this authority ranking. Number one, God. Number two, parents. Number three, teachers. So listen to what mom says, then your teacher, then God.
All right.
Yep. And then obviously you have other people who are like, Donna's got major anger issues and so forth and so on. So anyway, hopefully that helped you guys. And then someone says, can that mom keep us updated this school year? Of course, Donna will keep us updated. All right. I think that's it for the Rap Party Podcast. You guys want to say bye?
Oh, I thought, okay, goodbye. Yeah. I thought that was it.
No, I want everybody to say goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
You didn't say goodbye.
I just said goodbye.
Yeah, but if I didn't say anything, you wouldn't have said goodbye, and that's rude.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.